in this bulletin, Congress formally validates Joe Biden's presidential victory as Mr. Trump promises an orderly transition. The World Health Organization says a new variant of the coronavirus doesn't appear to increase the severity of symptoms. And in sport, Cricket Australia have approached the BCCI for its official stance on the Gabba test as confusion continues over the series finale in Brisbane. The latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Lal. Congress has formally validated Joe Biden's presidential election victory on a day that saw a time-honoured ceremony become a nightmare of unprecedented political terror. The House and Senate certified the Democrats' Electoral College win overnight after a violent group of pro-Trump rioters spent hours running rampant through the Capitol. More than 6 hours after the violence erupted, lawmakers resumed their session. After much debate into the early morning hours, the Senate and the House of Representatives rejected two objections to the vote tally and certified the final Electoral College vote, with Mr. Biden receiving 306 votes and Mr. Trump 232.
The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Joseph R. Biden Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes. The announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed a sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States.
Immediately after the certification, the White House released a statement from Mr. Trump in which he pledged an orderly transition on January 20th, when Mr. Biden will be sworn into office. At least two governors are calling for United States President Donald Trump's immediate removal from office after a day of violence in the nation's capital. 4 people have died and 52 have been arrested after supporters of Mr. Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to stop Congress from certifying President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. Some have called for immediate impeachment proceedings, while others suggest invoking the emergency protections of the 25th Amendment. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking as the Senate reconvened, condemned the violence.
To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win. Violence never wins. Freedom wins. And this is still the people's house. And as we reconvene in this chamber, the world will again witness the resilience and strength of our democracy.
The World Health Organization's Regional Director for Europe has said that a new variant of the coronavirus that emerged in Britain doesn't appear to increase the severity of symptoms, but it does raise alarm for healthcare providers. Dr. Hans Kluge says 22 countries in the region have detected the new variant that will bring new challenges.
It is our assessment that this variant of concern may over time replace other circulating lineages as seen in the United Kingdom and increasingly in Denmark. With increased transmissibility and similar disease severity, the variant does, however, raise alarm. Without increased control to slow its spread, there will be an increased impact on already stressed and pressurized health facilities.
He says the region is facing a tipping point in the course of the pandemic. To sport and Cricket Australia have approached the BCCI for its official stance on the Gabba test as confusion continues over the series finale in Brisbane. Reports surfaced again yesterday morning that India would push to move the test away from Queensland as their frustration over hotel quarantine grows. Indian captain Ajinkya Rahane this week also refused to confirm if they would play in Brisbane next week, instead leaving the decision with team management. Australia's players are still adamant they expect to go to Brisbane for the fourth test, at a ground they have not lost on since 1988. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and mostly sunny, 41 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 32 degrees. Melbourne, sunny, 25. Hobart, much the same, 24 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, cloudy and 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy also, 24. Brisbane, a shower or two, 26. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 33 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33. Sonia Lal, SBS News.